Oxfam Australia Chief Executive Helen Zoki says Rohingya refugees contending with overcrowded camps in Bangladesh are far more worried about returning to Myanmar. Bangladesh and Myanmar have agreed to start repatriating Rohingya refugees next month. More than 600,000 have fled to Bangladesh to escape what the United Nations has termed ethnic cleansing in the state of Rakhine. Although more than a million Rohingya have lived in Myanmar for generations, they've been stripped of their citizenship, denied almost all rights, and labelled stateless. Dr. Zoki says her organisation's interviewed 200 refugees and many are refusing to go back.
What we're absolutely concerned about is the high levels of fear and concern that these people are expressing about any early return back to Myanmar. These are people who have already been significantly traumatised. Many of the women have experienced rape. People have seen their members of their family killed. And they just don't feel confident that a return to Myanmar without enormous assurances of their safety is going to be possible.
Oxfam's warned conditions for people to return safely and voluntarily are not yet in place. Dr. Zoki says it's hard to even gauge the physical circumstances in Rakhine.
Remembering that many of their villages were burned down during the attacks. Secondly, people are incredibly traumatised and they would need absolute assurances that they were going back to a safe place. It's really disturbing that in some of the interviews that were conducted, people said they would prefer to take their own life than return to Myanmar. And horrifyingly, one young woman said she would just set herself alight rather than go back. So clearly these are people who don't feel at all confident that if they return to Myanmar, that they're going to be safe.
The Vice President of the Burmese Rohingya community in Australia, Kin Win, says he visited a refugee camp in Bangladesh in November to see the situation for himself. He says there's little clarity around the terms of the agreement between Bangladesh and Myanmar.
Everyone is thinking if even they go back, there is no safe. And to go back, it will not be very easy. It will not be very easy because they lost all their lands and the houses and the family and everything. And how, where they will go back and what kind of agreement they have, who will be the responsible for this. Now even the people themselves, they are getting confused, the agreement, and they have to know very clear. And also at this stage, even our community, we don't know how it's going to be safe for them to go back to Burma.
Helen Zoki says the United Nations has a critical role to play in trying to broker arrangements for safe repatriation. She says if there's a gradual return to Rakhine, oversight by a neutral party will be necessary to rebuild confidence that the Rohingya can live safely. Mr. Nguyen says UN involvement is crucial.
Of course, the United Nations is a very important part. And we have a good trust as well because they always do what they are best capable. And also the United Nations is involved to everyone. And definitely if they can have to involve in this agreement and for side by side. So then we can think of, we can say then there will be some safe. But it has to be the United Nations and non-government organization as well, like Amnesty International and Refugee Council, all those. If they can involve with this scenario, then that will be good.
Oxfam's calling on Myanmar authorities to act to end violence and to implement the recommendations of the Rakhine Commission report. That includes a commitment that all people in the country should have equal rights. Dr. Zoki says UN involvement and independent observers remain integral to the process, with cooperation essential.
The need for governments to be willing to actually not only have those observers in place, but to respond to the kind of concerns that are raised. All of the best instruments of the UN in dealing with a humanitarian response are what need to be brought into play.
The Australian government's contributed $30 million for the first stage of the humanitarian response, but Dr. Zoki's urging donors to support long-term needs for the Rohingya.